Okay, here we go. A maiden ODI century on Friday and a world record for a number eight. Must be pretty proud of that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. To get my first turn and against a team like South Africa was really a dream come true for me, and especially playing in Malahide where I started my cricket in Ireland. So it was a huge, huge achievement, I thought, in my cricket career.
The last match wasn't a result we wanted, but overall, what was the feeling of the Irish camp from the ODI series?
Yeah, look, obviously disappointed to lose the previous game, but overall, pretty happy with the way we played, the way we fielded, the way we competed against one of the best teams in the world, and getting 15 points out of the series, I think it's a great result for us.
The focus now turns to the T20 format. How do you as a player prepare for a different format?
Yeah, look, it's a quick turnaround, and everyone's pretty experienced now, apart from a few new lads coming in for the T20s. We played a lot of T20 cricket over the past few years. So, yeah, just basically switch on and then, just back your skills and practice your death bowling. And with the bat, just try and hit those, your areas, boundaries, and your options, all that kind of stuff.
As a bowler, what sort of mindset do you take into T20?
Mindset is pretty much similar. Obviously, I think we're still looking to take wickets because that's the best way to contain. And then doing a good study on their batters, what their options are, and trying to, make it as hard for them to hit boundaries and get hit to the areas I want to get hit to. So all that stuff, and then have a chat with the coaches, especially a bowling coach, and make a plan.
And finally, the T20 World Cup's on the horizon. How important is a series like this in preparation for the World Cup?
I think it's massive because you don't get to play against teams like South Africa of this caliber. So it's a great opportunity for us, especially at our home ground, to prepare towards that World Cup and then against later on against Zimbabwe as well. So everyone is looking forward to that, and definitely the confidence from the ODIs will be seen in the T20s.
Okay, thanks, Simi.
No worries.